No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just gonna keep you right where you're at right now.
It doesn't matter what you think.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Break It Down with Brian H. by Keeping It 100. I'm Brian H. Waters. This show, of course, is brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. Folks, if you haven't done so, go ahead, subscribe to the podcast. I appreciate you tuning in. As you do know, this is a podcast exclusive, but what I really want y'all to do is subscribe to our YouTube channel. So if you haven't done so, go ahead, go on to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and, you know, share with your friends. Help us out, folks. We're trying to get to 1,000 YouTube subscribers. So help us out. Tell your friends about it. We are celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Wrestling Realm. So make sure you check out that. So on this episode of Breaking It Down with Brian H. by Keeping It 100, I'm going to talk about Drew McIntyre and him having COVID-19 and what does that mean for the WWE. So we know the Royal Rumble is coming up, and it's the biggest pay-per-view, the second biggest pay-per-view in the WWE. Why? Because it really begins the road to WrestleMania. You know, it really puts you, it's what determines what's going to be the main event. For many wrestlers, it's a final stop. For some of the champions, it can be kind of their warm-up match. I had this conversation with somebody. I was saying that, you know, they're looking at this match with Roman Reigns and Adam Pearce. And I said, look, y'all focusing on that, that's a throwaway match. A throwaway match in the sense of, we know Roman's not winning, but the bigger opponent is coming at WrestleMania. We saw that with Hardcore Holly and Brock Lesnar. It was already a personal issue, but we saw that with Cena and Umaga. And then you also have some prep matches, right? So to prepare you for that main event at WrestleMania. In that case, you had Bret and Razor Ramon, Bret Hart and Undertaker, The Rock versus Mankind, Triple H versus Mick Foley. So it's a number of different ways. But Drew McIntyre has tested positive for COVID-19. And a lot of times I feel like people just kind of take it lightly, right? Especially in the world of sports. It's okay. You know what? He got COVID-19. He'll be okay. And I think that, honestly, let's be real, that started during the summer when, last year when Rudy Gobert tested positive and then Kevin Durant, you know, it got to a point where, I hate to say this, but people aren't always scared. You know, very seldom are there celebrities that had to go under ventilation or go to the hospital. You know, we saw Ashanti unable to do her verses because she tested positive. And I want people to understand, you got to take this serious. You know, somebody whose Thanksgiving was altered. You know, Thanksgiving is usually the holiday where everybody's coming around, everybody's eating together, which I had already prepared to socially distance. My Thanksgiving was altered because my dad found out he had it 2 days before. He was in bed. My mother, the day he found out, was actually her birthday. And yeah, her 62nd birthday. Oh, 61st, I'm sorry. 61st birthday. And she found out that she had it a week later, even though she had tested negative. I was certain she had it. And then my wife had it, even though we didn't know at that time. But I just working, I know the symptoms. And these wrestlers, we saw quite a few went to a GCW show months ago. And quite a few people tested positive. And I felt like it's just this in and out door. Okay, he tested positive. He'll get two negative tests and then he'll come back to work. But have we thought about what could happen if Drew McIntyre, God forbid, has a serious case or an extended case? What if he doesn't secure, as the national championship game is on right now, what if he doesn't secure a positive test? I mean, negative test. Then what? So those are some of the things that people got to look at. You know, what if he don't? What if he doesn't secure a negative test? And what does that mean? We saw the story where Randy Orton came out there and ordered Triple H to declare him the WWE champion. We obviously know that's not going to happen. It didn't happen. But it just makes you wonder, you know. And this matchup with him and Goldberg, it's a throwaway match. But Goldberg could win, and then we could get the rematch, and then Drew goes over again at WrestleMania. But I personally think it's a throwaway match. I think this is like Drew's switching, you know, his double turn moment, and that could set him up for bigger heights. I'm hoping it does. So, but like I said, let's just keep it 100. You know, I really hope that as we get closer to the Royal Rumble, WWE does secure some type of system. You know, last year they got a lot of criticisms for not for going on, for keeping the show going on. And I thought they did a good job for what they could. But even though the temperature is colder, it's back to what it was last year around this time, right? The temperatures. Even though we have more information, because we've seen so many people, quote unquote, recover from this virus, I really think it's unfortunate that a lot of people aren't taking some of the necessary precautions. If we be real, the WWE should have been the first organization to implement a bubble. You know, they should have implemented a bubble, and maybe they need to think about that. And I just think that everybody's just like so sure that Drew McIntyre is going to recover. And God knows, I hope he does. You know, I don't want to see anybody. I have friends who've lost family members to COVID-19. I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see anybody losing their lives to COVID-19. But in this wrestler world, you know, I think we just need to sit back and realize like, hey, you know, this is still a serious illness, a serious virus. Goldberg is over 50. You know, what could happen? Suppose Drew gets those negative tests, but still has like some of the antibodies or stuff or some of the remnants. What if he doesn't recover? We don't know what the symptoms are like. And maybe they were reported. I don't know what the symptoms were like. But what we don't know is what could happen if he does, if he's not able to bounce back, right? Just think about that. What if he's not able to get his win back? How could that alternate the main event of the Royal Rumble? No. What would the WWE do? Would you award Goldberg the title? Who would be next in line? You know, who would you want to see next in line with between Goldberg for the championship? So, are we surprised? Was this bound to happen? You know, that's another thing I want to think about. Was it bound to be a situation in which the WWE championship, I mean, the WWE champion would get COVID-19? We seen the WWE kind of hold back. That's the thing people not talking about. We seen them not tell or reveal a lot of information. Now, it's their champion. So they kind of have to, you know, it's one of those things, you know, for stockholders, they want to know these things. So I don't know what happens, folks. I'm interested to see what does the WWE do as we move forward. We get ready to go to the, like I said, we get ready to go to the Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble is 2 weeks away. No, that's the tradition. If you're a diehard football fan, that Royal Rumble is like that week in between the Super Bowl. And now it's the same day as the Pro Bowl, which I personally don't like, but I understand why the NFL does it. But it's that day in between the Pro Bowl, whatever. So We'll find out. But ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it. Just wanted to talk about it real quick. This episode of Break It Down with Brian H. By keeping it 100. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so. I appreciate you tuning in. Follow me at Brian H. Waters on all social media platforms. Shout out to the Clubhouse. Yeah, there's some Clubhouse wrestling rooms. If you haven't done so, check them out. It's always interesting to see what other wrestling fans think. You'll probably be seeing quite a few people I met on Clubhouse come on the podcast this season. As I get ready, well, we are in season 4. The traditional style of the podcast will be coming back. I'm thinking next week, you know. I'm going to be honest, keep it 100, because that's what I do here. I have a meeting with the real Dwayne Allen coming up. So I'm kind of waiting to see what happens after that meeting. I know it's going to be a good one. We always have good ones. It helps us keep the brand fresh. But after the meeting, I'm going to see what he says, what we talk about, because there are some cool things that will be coming. So till the next time, folks, that'll do it. I'm Brian H. Waters. As always, I appreciate you listening. So long, everybody.